This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, my name's Daryl Ong and you're tuned in to Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Today on the program, we head to the world of bowling and check in with national bowler Sin Lee Jane. But first up, this week's news roundup on the good, the bad and the ugly. Alright, on the line I have 2213's Harish Deo. Welcome back to the program, Harish.
Thank you very much. Hope you've been doing okay.
Yourself too. Three stories for us this week. Let's start with the good.
The good. Now, gymnasiums, indoor sports venues, snooker centres, they will all resume operations on June 15th. So thank God for that. But operators will need to submit an application to the International Trade and Industry Ministry. There will also be monitoring from the Youth and Sports Ministry through its State Department to ensure that the operators adhere to the SOPs. And according to the Youth and Sports Minister, Dato' Sri Rizal Marikan Nine American, the government made this decision based on basically three main factors. Encouraging Malaysians to go back to leading a healthy lifestyle, to spur the economy through sports industry, and also, more importantly, to teach people to adapt to the SOPs and familiarize themselves to the new normal, in various sectors, including sports.
Has there been any news on what the SOPs will be?
Well, the SOP is pretty much clear in the sense that there is already the MKN, which is the National Security Council SOP, the typical temperature, checking of temperature, sanitize your hands, sanitize equipment, and, a face mask where, necessary or where required. Also, not to have too many people in, a crowd, so to speak, in one particular area. So it'd be interesting to see how your neighborhood gyms operate because they already have a constraint in space. There must be a physical distancing between 1 and 3 meters for static kind of activities, and 3 to 5 meters for activities like Zumba, for example. The extensive list is available on both the National Security Council and the Youth and Sports Ministry's website.
It's great that Malaysians get to go back to the gyms, have a healthy lifestyle. But also on the flip side, for the gym owners, right, they've been losing their source of income for months now. So it's nice to just get a little bit of that back.
True, but you've got to look at the mechanics or the economics of things, Daryl, because in the past, perhaps, they could have, let's say, for example, 100 people into their gymnasium at a particular hour.
Yep.
So when that translates over a few hours, they can make profit. But now with, physical distancing in place and with additional costs involved like sanitizers and whatever and whatnot, and with the restricted number of people entering into the gymnasium at one particular session, they could be just breaking even, or they could be suffering losses as well because they've got overheads to pay, rentals, staffing as well. They've got to limit the number of staff, so not all of the staff will be utilized at 100% capacity. So there are a few things to look at as well. But I really hope that by allowing them to open, they would actually find ways to break even or even sustain throughout this difficult period, and hopefully we'll get back to the new normal. To the normal suit. Not new one, but the normal suit.
I'm just sad.
But still on the prohibited list, which people ought to know, is that no competition, no contact sports. So if, let's say, for example, you are into karate, taekwondo, or muay thai, you can train on your own, but there is no contact with your coach, or there's no sparring session, and whatever that there's any contact, it's a strict no.
Gotcha.
And no swimming activities, whether it's at your condo or whether it's a public pool or whether it's at a hotel.
I'm just sad that we won't be able to see many home workout videos anymore. That's been all the rage for the past couple of months, right?
It reminds me of the 80s, right, when you had that all the numb aerobics on RTM. But anyway, the other thing, a good thing that I think we should actually highlight is it's really promising to see more athletes and sports organizations making themselves heard following the massive Black Lives Matter protests, not only in the US, but in other major cities around the world. You've got former NBA star Michael Jordan and even F1 driver Lewis Hamilton joining the chorus of athletes around the world who have spoken against the brutal death of George Floyd, a man who was killed after a police officer had actually kneeled on his neck for about 9 minutes. I think most of us saw that gruesome video. Even in Germany, Borussia Dortmund and Hertha Berlin, their footballers there took a knee before their Bundesliga match. So it's really great to see athletes uniting for a common goal. But now I really truly hope that this goal will be accomplished by ensuring that, you know, no more lives will be lost in such a manner.
For sure.
I mean, speaking out is one thing, but I hope we do see changes.
Yeah, it's good, great for role models like this to use the platform that they already have, you know, to deliver a message like that. The good news like that, Harish, we move on to the bad news of the week.
The bad news has got to be, when hurdles champion Zamros Abdulrahman. Actually, this week I would like to pretty much incorporate both the bad and the ugly.
Yes.
Because we've seen both the bad and the ugly side through this just one item that I'm going to be highlighting today.
Gotcha.
It's about the death of hurdles champion Zamros Abdulrahman. Now, he died on June 6th in Seremban after battling throat cancer. And you know what's sad and really ugly is that the fact that the news of his passing was circulated via WhatsApp, accompanied with a Wikipedia link and a poorly shot photograph of the man. I know I've said this numerous times on air, where even, you know, by your side, during our shows, and I'm going to say it again, Daryl, and I think I have to say it, that the national sports bodies, they have failed over and over in giving our athletes the fitting tribute that they deserve. I mean, where are the office bearers of the Malaysia Athletics Federation? It's 2020 and the Federation does not even have a website. Now, that's a joke. Information about Zamros should be actually placed on the website. And that should have been the reference, not a Wikipedia link.
Right.
And for those who don't know Zamros, he was the national champion who competed in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico. And it is thanks to athletes like him that federations exist. I wrote about this on 2213 on Monday, June 8th. Asking why didn't the national body honour this man. And it's not just exclusive to the Athletics Federation alone, but it's across the board. In fact, since January, Daryl, we've lost quite a number of heroes. We lost Muhammad Atta Ma'ruf, powerlifter, who is a para-athlete powerlifter. We lost S. Balasingham, hockey player, JV Giant, decathlete, Teo Seng Ho, footballer, Jaswant Singh, a former FIFA referee, V. Nalan, legendary golfer, Tan Aik Mung, badminton player, you know, and so many others, Angeline Reitzen, hockey. And, you know, are they just worth a poster with just the words takziah or condolences and that's it? The lack of empathy is apparent.
Yeah.
So much so that these national associations have dismissed these special athletes who have brought honour to the nation and united the nation to their achievement. So I guess till then, we all can only be contented with generic tributes about a dead ex-athlete with really limited facts and figures sourced from various, you know, platforms online. And crude as it may sound, that's pretty much the reality for our sports heroes.
Yeah, I mean, a Wikipedia page is just baffling to me, you know. It's a website that's crowdsourced, you know, people put in the information by themselves. I mean, the least someone could have done is to create a whole new web page, right, to pay tribute.
Daryl, thank you for saying that, because some people think of the Wikipedia as like the gospel truth. It's so easily edited, you know, and anyone can go in and just change facts and figures.
Yeah.
On it. So yeah, and like you rightfully said, there should actually be a proper website by the national body, you know, to actually document all these achievements, all the achievements that our national athletes have done. I mean, if you don't have the records of an Olympian, I wonder what records you have of, you know, those who have never made it to the Olympics.
Many thanks to 2213's Harish Dio with this week's news roundup on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, on to our feature of the week. where off the back of the recent announcement by the Prime Minister of the Recovery Movement Control Order, several sports and recreational activities will be reopened, of course with compliance with SOPs, bowling alleys and bowling centres being one of the big ones. This week on the programme, we check in with national bowler Cindy Jane, who along with her teammates have not been to the lanes in almost 3 months. We started off the conversation by asking how she's been doing this past couple of months.
So far, I've been coping quite well, actually. I've been staying at home even before the MCO started, because I've been reading news that it's actually quite dangerous for especially the elderly ones. Because I have my grandparents and also my parents around, which I would like to take precaution. And besides that, it's also for the people around me that, you know, you don't mix around, and it's something that you have to do and you have to be aware of. So far, until today, I would say I've been coping quite well at home, since we don't have any training, proper training, such as we can't go to the bowling center.
Yeah.
So I've been doing like home workouts and also bowling drillings, which is a one step drill, two steps, and also five steps drill.
So we'll get into a bit of your training session, how you train at home a little bit later. But I just want to know, other than training, you know, we've been seeing a lot of, you know, gifts coming out of this quarantine, you know, people starting to cook, that sort of thing. How about you? Any new skill or hobby that you picked up during this period?
I've been learning how to cook and also baking.
Oh, nice.
Which I think everyone is doing, and you know, it's something interesting, I would say, because I would say that the MCO or the EMCO, the whole journey is basically, it's really, really, really that nobody would think that this will happen to us.
Yeah.
And as they say, it's the new normal. You have to adapt, which we can't complain about it. We just have to do all the precaution that we have to. And yeah, just live with the new normal.
Jane, following the Prime Minister's recent announcement, right, that allowed bowling alleys and recreational bowling centres to be open starting from the 15th of June under the Recovery Movement Control Order, can you just let me know your thoughts about this?
Firstly, yeah, everyone is very happy that the bowling centre is opening soon. Right now, like for us, national athletes, we are still waiting for the national body, which is Majlis Sukan Negara, and also our MTBC, to give us the directive, because right now there's no SOP given out yet to us as a national athlete. So I'm still waiting for them to inform us what is the next step. I mean, if the bowling center is open and if the training starts on the 15th, so yeah, I'll be very happy to go back to train, which, you know, it's been like 3 months now. We are not practicing, so I mean, it's a good start for us as a national athlete as well. Yeah.
Do you feel that you have to, you know, I guess when you start going to this bowling alleys to kind of train quicker for the time you've lost, do you feel that way?
I would say quality over quantity. You have to have a quality training instead of quantity training. Just every shot you have to do your 100%. I mean, we don't need to bowl so much. Like, you can spend 4 hours there, but there's no quality out of the training.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's no point. So for me, I will be taking one step at a time. I mean, all the bowlers are affected around the world. So I've been doing like mental preparation, mental visualization about my bowling and about my timing. I would say I'm actually looking forward to it, and let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I bet you miss the bowling lanes, right? Like you said, it's been 3 months, and I know the bowling lanes seem to be like your second home almost. So it's like a part of you that's gone for these last 3 months.
Yeah, sure. You ask any bowler, it's really their second home, which everyone misses it a lot.
Yeah, tell me a little bit how the national team is feeling. You know, are you still in touch with your teammates / coaches?
Yes, we actually did not stop our home workout, which our gym instructor will be giving us the workouts that we have to do, which we will do it online together every day, Monday to Friday. So we have, we still have things going on, even though it's under MCO or EMCO. We did not stop, actually. We can bowl, but physically we are actually improving, which that's something that we have to do.
I think bowling is a very interesting spot, because, you know, say if you take like badminton, you can play over the gate. If you take football, you can just kick it against the wall, the ball against the wall. But for bowling, it's a very different ball game altogether, right? I saw on your Instagram that you actually train at home by using a makeshift bowling lane using mattresses and pillows.
You know, during the MCO, I mean, the first few days is really like, wow. Few hours is like, wow. Weeks, you know, you get bored with things, and you know, you're just getting used to it.
Yeah.
So when things get, when I feel bored, so I was scrolling like Instagram, Facebook, and I saw one of the pro bowler from the US. They were doing bowling drills, which they have a proper equipment to do so.
Okay.
But for us in Malaysia or in Asia, we do not have the equipment that they do.
Oh, what's this equipment, by the way?
It's basically they use a not a bowling ball, but can I show you like video?
I guess.
Yeah, because I don't know how to explain it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you had to use mattress and pillows at the end to replace that, right?
To replace it, yes. For them, they do have their own equipment, which you will look like more professional, but
got you.
We do not have it here.
Okay,
yeah.
Got you.
So, but that's fine. Everyone was stuck at home, so I just do whatever I can and what I have at home. So at that time, I did not have a bowling shoe at home because all my stuff were in Sunway. So I just picked up an old bowling ball and I just tried to do some bowling drills, which I think I could do something out of it, right?
Make sure the form is still there.
Yeah, this own imagination, what will stop the ball.
Right. Other than that, you know, how else do you train at home? I mean, I know you mentioned you have video conferencing workouts with your teammates, but other than that?
Our training session is only like 45 minutes. And after that, I will actually continue with my own workouts, which, you know, nowadays you can do, they're all online. So you just follow the instructor and just do it, right? So I've been doing, like, great workout and body combat and also body attack classes online.
Right.
That's the only thing that I can think of and I can do at home for now. So we will wait until everything has been confirmed from Majlis Sukan Negara and also MTBC. After that, we will see what we can do to pick up the momentum.
Mm. Speaking about, you know, guidelines and SOPs, is there any news on when or, you know, how soon that these guidelines will come out?
I have no idea.
No idea?
No idea. So, yeah, our manager will actually meet the Majlis Sukan LOs, which they are in charge of. And, yeah, as a bowler, we're just waiting for their instruction.
Hopefully sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah, hopefully sooner.
Jane, you're also currently still a student. You're majoring in business admin in Sunway University. How is it like, you know, juggling, I guess, online classes, online training, and your own training as well? I'm sure it's a handful.
For me personally, I actually like online classes because, yeah, I mean, for me, my schedule is quite hectic when we have practice, fashion, gym workouts, and also competition, which I tend to miss quite of the classes. So for now, like the MCO and EMCO, for me personally, it actually benefited me because some of the classes, they do delayed classes. So I can actually do it maybe, let's say, after my workout with my teammates, and I can have all the time to focus on my studies. So I actually like it that way.
Good, that's working out for you.
Yeah.
Jane, last year you won the Sarawak Open as well as the European Bowling Tour Masters in Madrid, right? This year, you have not competed in any tournaments yet, even before, you know, COVID-19 outbreak, before the MCO. What are your thoughts on the possible resumption of tournaments this year?
I think for this year, I don't think we will have any competition going on.
No?
I just read the news that the Asian Championship has been postponed to January.
January, oh, okay. So this year, no tournaments at all?
Yep, I think we will focus on more to practice. And, you know, sometimes you can't rush into things. And we are all affected, like the whole Asia and the whole world, we are all affected. So as an athlete, I would say it's good that we have time to prepare our own self for the next competition. We can't rush into competition mode right away. I don't think that works.
Jane, you've been an old timer in bowling, national bowling. You've been competing for the country for a long time. So I guess this year is a nice time to, like, I guess, take a breather, right? Just sit back and, you know, reflect on things and look forward to the future.
The MCO and also EMCO, it's been 3 months now. I think it's a good time for us. I think we used to travel a lot, we used to compete a lot, and also a lot of time on practicing and so on. I think it's a very, very good time that we can just, you know, take a rest and step back for a little while and reset our own self, recharge our body and mind. And when everything starts to be normal again, then we will do better than before, because we are more hungered for achievements, and we are all recharged. We can build our mental and also physically. So I think it's really, it's not a bad thing, you know?
Got you. Jane, last question. You know, the word new normal has been thrown around this couple of months here and there over a bunch of different industries. For you, what do you think the new normal will look like for the bowling scene?
I would say, us, last time we get to practice together, which consists of like three athletes or four athletes to a pair of lanes. But for the new normal, I guess we will have a pair of lanes for each and everyone.
Mm.
So we'll be practicing on our own self. And for the gym-wise, right now we are still doing home workouts until further notice.
Mm.
I'll definitely miss bowling together with my teammates, because that's what makes bowling fun.
Mm.
Because we can bowl together and, you know, laugh together and also support each other.
Mm.
So that's what bowling is. So I'm actually looking forward when everything gets better, when we can bowl together again, but normal bowling, you know.
Yeah, I know bowling in Malaysia is one of the top sports in Malaysia, and I'm sure a lot of people are, you know, wanting you and your team to get back on the lanes competing for the country again. Do you have anything to say to your fans listening to this?
I would like to say that I know it's tough now, but everything is getting better, and you must have the attitude that be positive always, and also take care of your own self and your family.
That was national bowler Sin Lee Jane, and with that we've come to the end of this week's program. If you'd like to revisit the interview, you can head over to our website www.bfm.my/barnone. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, and also don't forget to download our latest app for free via Google Play and the App Store. My name's Daryl Ong, and this has been Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.